second version of City Connect. And they're not bad. They got a little purple incorporated into the sleeve. 2-2 is fouled back our way and out of play. Stays at 2-2 on Yelich. I'm told the purple is for the music scene in San Francisco.
I had a delightful talk about that with John Miller before we recorded our pregame interview today.
Yelich calls a timeout, really?
About the music scene of San Francisco.
Oh, I bet
Francisco.
That would have... I mean, you're into the music scene anyway. And John Miller is... He's one of our favorites. 2-2 pitch. He is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. Stays at 2-2. If I ask John Miller, how is your day? You know, 99% of other people I would ask, they would say, just fine, thank you. John Miller would have a story based upon saying, hey, how's your day, John? And it would be great. Swing and a miss at a splitter down and away. Strikes out Yelich for the first out of the fifth. And there's one away for William Contreras. What was his thoughts on the music scene in San Francisco? I'm absolutely on pins and needles.
Well, he was telling me that was the reason for the design of these City Connect. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, you like Haight Ashbury, you know, like in the 60s. He said, no. That was like the hippie scene. That is not this.
The pitch to Contreras is a ground ball backhanded by Adames, throws across his body to first, and wow, did VR go into the splits and make a backhanded pick on the short hop to retire Contreras. That was a really good play by the first baseman, VR, and there's two away for Sal Frelick. Time for a vibe check. Music scene in San Francisco, big vibe. Cooler full of Izzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe, too. Izzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Pitch to Sal Frelick's in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
So he said it's more the rock bands that came a little bit later.
Journey.
He pointed out Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, one is in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Steve Perry's from here, though, right? 0-2 pitch bounced in the dirt, one ball and two strikes. I mean, they play Steve Perry, of course, at the end of the night here. He's a big Giants fan, I know. Of course, Steve Perry no longer a part of Journey, but... One ball and two strikes, and Frelick, the bat comes flying out as he got a piece of that one. And the bat goes flying all the way out towards Julio Brabón. And they'll have to bring him a new baseball bat. While they're doing that, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Oracle Park here in San Francisco. One ball and two strikes, the count on Sal Frelick. Brewers with a 3-1 lead in the top of the fifth. Two outs, nobody on. Hicks about to throw his 90th pitch of the night. And it's a chopper past Hicks towards the second baseman, Fitzgerald. Fields and throws to first and retires Frelick. And the inning is over. We'll update you on the whereabouts of Steve Perry in terms of where he lived and lives when we come back. It's 3-1. Milwaukee as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
David Villar will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for San Francisco. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead. Jose Quintana at 63 pitches. His first four innings. And he brings home the first pitch to Villar. And that miss is just a touch outside with a changeup. It's 1-0. Villar, a double and a run scored back in the third. As Quintana trying to work on another dandy here tonight for the Brewers and protecting a two-run lead. And now we have time as Contreras was getting all of his gear tended to behind home plate. One ball and no strikes on Villar. Quintana's 1-0 pitch is popped up. Foul territory. Bauer is drifting into foul territory. First base side. And he makes the catch just beyond the Brewers dugout. There is one away. And that'll get Patrick Bailey to the plate. All right, so the verdict on Steve Perry. Not San Francisco, but the area, right? Like, he's, I know he's a Giants fan.
Yeah.
You're not going to give that to me, though?
That was, yeah. Borderline. It's kind of near Fresno, more in the middle of the state.
Patrick Bailey gets into one right center field. Long run for Mitchell, and Mitchell in the right center gap will make the catch. And there's two down, and Tyler Fitzgerald is now the batter. Huey Lewis, of course, if you were somebody that followed the career of Joe Montana, you know Huey Lewis was in all those Niners locker rooms in the 80s. When the Niners were winning Super Bowls. Hey, talk about an underrated catalog of music. Go down the Huey Lewis rabbit hole and look at all the great songs he had. I know there's somebody that disagrees with me. Tyler Fitzgerald takes a curveball for a strike. It's 0-1. You don't realize all the songs that he had until you really start to dive into that. A 1 to Fitzgerald. He's in there with another curveball, and it's 0-2.
The thing that John Miller had pointed out to me was that the legendary venues in San Francisco be as famous at times as the musicians that played in them, like the Winterland Theater.
John would know.
He would.
No balls and two strikes on Fitzgerald. Quintana brings home the pitch, and it missed outside. It's 1-2. With the Grateful Dead, right?
Yeah, that would have been that Haight-Ashbury scene that John was saying, nah. But yes.
Quintana brings home the 1-2 pitch. Fouled back into the net. Of course, you had Chicago and Boston, both from here. And San Francisco, of course. No?
I'm going to fact check you on that one.
Kansas? And 2 on Fitzgerald. Quintana brings home the pitch, and he just got a piece of it and rolled a foul behind home plate. Stays at 1-2. Now the boys won't be back in town for a little bit, but when they are, it means great tasting Usinger sausage on the grill. Bratz Italians, Mr. Baseball, Bratz and Frank's. You can have them all on the grill while the boys are out of town too. Good to be home. Still about a week and a half. Doesn't get any more hometown than the good folks at Usinger Sausage. Swing and a miss on Fitzgerald. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jose Quintana. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout. We're off to the sixth inning. Quintana is just singing through this game so far.
He's in the power of love.
3-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab your spot for Brewers action with a mini ticket plan on sale now. Score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings of up to 25% off the single game rate, plus great seats. Get yours now at brewers.com/ticket finder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft. Right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Jake Bowers leads off the sixth inning. A slow roller up the middle, fielded behind the bag by Adames. He spins and throws to first. And not in time. Jake Bowers is able to beat it out up the line. It was very close. Brewers have had a couple of well-placed, slow-rolling ground balls back up the middle. And Adames did everything he could with that one. But it ends up being an infield single to lead off the six for the Crew and for Jake Bowers. So he's aboard in front of Vinny Capra. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead here in the top of the sixth. Hicks is still out there. There will be action, I'm sure, very shortly for San Francisco in that bullpen. Pitch to Capra, missed inside, and it's 1-0. Capra is 0-for-1 with a walk so far in this one. Sixth inning is our Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, too. And our contestant is Terry Bell from Janesville. 1-0 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Terry will win a gift card jackpot of $450. If a member of the Crew hits a home run this inning, $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. 1-1 is popped foul and out of play first base side, and it's 1-2. Service in savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. One ball and two strikes on Capra. The pitch, able to check on a pitch down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes on Vinny Capra. You are on, well, we're both on the monitor right now for the television side of the broadcast. The pitch goes inside, and it goes to 3-2 on Vinny Capra, and I know exactly why. They were talking about the hot dog club, Josh, and you have become the unofficial president of the hot dog club, whether you like it or not. 3-2, broken back ground ball to short. Charging Zadamas, only play is going to be at first, and the throw brings VR off the bag, but he's able to find it behind him before Capra can get to it. So Capra grounds out. Bowers goes to second. He's there with one out for Garrett Mitchell. Of course, the hot dog club starting to garner a little bit of attention. Brewers all new hot dog club. The Brewers are challenging this. They don't think VR did get back to the bag on that throw that pulled him off of it by Adames. So we'll see. He's not on the bag, not on the bag. And he never got back to it. Brewers going to win this challenge. Very good challenge by the Crew. This should be overturned pretty quickly. He never gets that back heel to the bag. And Capra gets through the bag And Pat Murphy's going to win just the second challenge of the year by the crew. Reviews brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Everyone is talking about the draft. The only fuel from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. It's taking longer than I thought it would, so maybe there's some discussion of whether or not the very back of that heel clips the bag before Capra gets to it. But the angles we've seen, Josh, I think look pretty clear that this should get overturned.
I think I thought definitive.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised this is taking this long.
Well, that's a great job by the folks in that film room for the Brewers to get quick word to Pat Murphy to challenge that call. Here we go.
Alan Porter.
FMU, the call on the field is overturned. Runner is safe. Milwaukee will retain their challenge.
Boy, that is just huge, too. Now you got first and second, nobody out. And you got Mitchell coming to the plate. And you could ask Garrett to try to put a bunt down here, potentially. Brewers don't do a lot of sacrificing. But with the red-hot Durbin in the on-deck circle, he's going to square. Pulls the bat back and took a strike. And it's 0-1. Garrett is 0-2. Couple of strikeouts tonight. Corners are up anticipating a bunt. And he's squaring to bunt again. This time he takes a ball outside. So one ball and one strike. That'll be an error on Adames. That allows Capra to reach. Brewers setting the table here in the sixth inning.
It's an interesting play to score because it wasn't a terrible throw by Willie, and VR just barely couldn't keep his foot on the bag.
The 1-1 is bunted foul behind home plate, and it goes to 1-2 on Garrett Mitchell. Yeah, I think you could almost make an argument to put the error on VR for not finding the bag. He really set up himself off the bag. It wasn't that the throw took him that far away from it. But regardless, that foul ball got a piece at the very top of the knee of Patrick Bailey, so a little bit of a delay here before the at-bat resumes. Brewers have Bowers at second, Capra at first, nobody out here in the sixth against Hicks, who's at 100 pitches. The 1-2, and that is fouled up and out of play. Behind home plate, stings at 1-2 on Garrett Mitchell. As Lou Trevino getting loose in that Giants bullpen. Hicks steps off and looks Bowers back to the bag.
Now that you didn't get the bunt down, if you're Mitchell, you got to figure out another way to advance these runners here. That's the order of business for Garrett with two strikes.
Trying to put a ball in play. 1-2's down in the dirt. That was the splitter, and good job to lay off that one from Mitchell. It's 2-2. Hicks threw 105 pitches in Philadelphia back on the 17th, his last outing. That was his season high. He's already at 102 here. Brings home the 2-2 pitch, and Mitchell laid off a splitter again down in the dirt. And now the throw back behind Capra. It first goes into right field. Bowers had already gone to third. He scrambles home. Capra on his way to second. The ball was in the dirt. It got away from Bailey, but not that far. And Bowers had made a good dirt ball read, so he took off for third. And Capra was off the bag at first, so Bailey threw to first and threw it into right field. And the Brewers have played it a run. It's 4-1. Still nobody out. Now Capra at second base. And it's a full count to Garrett Mitchell. Hicks looks at second. The pitch way inside. He walked him. So now first and second, nobody out. And Bob Melvin is out of the dugout. And that would appear to be it for Jordan Hicks. Brewers with a 4-1 lead, and now a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made.
U.S. Cellular, proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, and remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. So the Brewers forcing the Giants into some defensive mistakes here in the sixth inning. They've plated one run. They're looking for more. It's 4-1 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Get everything you need for your flooring project at Menards. MS International has a great selection of flooring to help you update your home. From beautiful ceramic tile to luxury vinyl plank and laminate floors that resemble real wood. Get the floor of your dreams at Menards. Stop in today and check out all our flooring options and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, it's a 4-1 Brewers lead here in the top of the sixth inning. There have been two Giants errors. There's been a pass ball in the inning. And Lou Trevino takes over on the mound for San Francisco. Caleb Durbin is the batter. Brewers have first and second, and still nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Durbin has been hot. 2-for-2 tonight, a double and a single, and Trevino wheels back towards second, and no throw as scrambling back to the bag was Capra. Durbin looked like he was getting ready to put down a bunt. A 4-1 Brewers lead. Corners pinching in again. And the pitch, and Durbin squared to bunt, pulled the bat back, and took a cutter outside. It's 1-0. Brewers really have this thing set up to try to put together a big inning here in this sixth inning against the Giants. Door is open. Here's the 1-0, and he popped it up. In foul territory, Chapman giving it a look, and he runs out of room. Oh, it just got out of play, and that is beneficial to the Crew right there. It looked like when he first popped it up, that was going to be the first out of the inning. But it just got out of play, and instead it's 1-1 on Durbin at the plate. So Bauer is led off with an infield single. He's come around and scored. Capra at second, and Mitchell with good speed at first. 1-1, squaring to bunt, and he bunted it foul back to the screen, and it's 1-2. So Brewers haven't been able to get the bunt down yet in this inning, but it hasn't cost them yet. Trevino out of the stretch. The 1-2. And a fly ball into left. This is playable for Ramos. Coming in underneath of it, he'll make the catch. No advance from the runners. And that's the first out. So one away. And now the top of the order in Bryce Turang coming to the plate. So 5-plus tonight from Jordan Hicks. But both runners still his responsibility. Bryce has had a great night. He's been on all three times he's come to the plate. 2-for-2 with a walk. A couple of singles into left for Bryce in his first two at-bats. And now Trevino will step off. And we were talking about this hot dog club, Josh, and then we got interrupted with all the chaos that's gone on here in this sixth inning. Trevino's pitch missed up and away, and it's 1-0 on Turang. Just to let the people know, the Brewers all-new hot dog club members get a hot dog at every remaining Brewers
regular season home game and an exclusive trucker hat. Spin and a throw to second behind the bag where Adamas was breaking back to the bag. Diving back in there safely was Capra. Now both disengagements have been used by Trevino. Learn more about it by going to brewers.com/hotdogclub. The pitch, Terang swings on it and fouls it back into the net, and it's 1-1. I think we need to try to get in touch with, Mark Chestnut? Mark Chestnut was a singer, speaking of musicians. I don't think he was from San Francisco, though.
Kobayashi.
1-1. Nailed the outside edge with the fastball. It's 1-2 on Terang. Yeah, we need to get like some autographed trucker hats from those guys. Have them sign some trucker hats. You could sign some too.
Well, if you haven't seen the hat, go check it it's out really online. Cool. Yeah, it's really neat.
Trevino brings home the 1-2 to Terang. It's a ground ball right side under the glove of VR and into right field. Capra's around third. He's going to score. On his way to third goes Mitchell. Bryce Terang with his third hit of the night. It's an RBI single, and the Brewers lead it 5-1. Terang drives in his 12th of the season. That run charged to Hicks. It'll be an unearned run. And now here's Jackson Churio with runners on the corners and just one out. Now if you're the Brewers, do you get creative on the base paths too, now that the wheels are spinning a little bit for San Francisco? Pitch to Churio is high, and it's 1-0.
What a great piece of hitting again by Terang, by the way. Gets a couple of strikes on him, waits on a changeup, just rips it past the first baseman.
Spin a throw to first, and Terang is back in time. So Trevino certainly aware of who's over there at first base. You got great speed on the base pass right now with Mitchell at third and Terang at first. Elite speed. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1 on Jackson.
The thing about Terang this year, Lane, and it doesn't matter what the count is. Even with two strikes, he's doing damage. He's hitting the ball hard, just like that one right there.
Well, he's getting to the inside pitch so well, but then he can get to that outside pitch and flip it into left. 1-1 is inside on Churio. Two balls and one strike. He really is covering the whole plate now. And as you said, he's executing in all counts, not just when he's ahead. He's become a really complete baseball player. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him at 96, and it's 2-2. It is April 22nd, so it's really early, but Bryce Terang is putting together the kind of season that sends you to the All-Star game right now. There goes Bryce. The pitch is going to hit Jackson Churio, and I think it got him on the hand. Churio in a little bit of pain. He's walking toward first, but he is definitely in some pain. Meyer, the trainer, is out to check on Jackson. Jackson doesn't seem to be overly concerned. I think just a little bit of pain. Pat Murphy comes out and makes sure that everything's all right. And now the bases are going to be loaded for Christian Yelich. Oh, got him on the forearm, on the right forearm. So the back forearm, and that's not going to feel great, but that's a better place to get hit than on the hands, for sure, if you're Jackson Churio. That is pain, but you at least have some stuff to absorb it there. And J.P. Martinez, the pitching coach, is out for a Pottawatomie sports trip to the mound to chat with Trevino here. And boy, a chance to blow this thing open for the crew. A 5-1 lead, but the bases are loaded and one out, and here's Christian Yelich at the plate. The pitch. Christian took a little low with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. That's been a strike for most of the night tonight. But Yelich, better for Alan Porter not deeming it so. 1-0 pitch. That is up and in. The goes to 2-0 on Yelich, and you can hunt a fastball right here if you're Christian. Trevino, high set, and the 2-0. And a liner down the left field line, but fouling out of play. And it's 2-1. And he got a fastball at 96 away, and Yelich was trying to put one in the gap. And that one's hit foul and out of play down the left field line. It goes to 2-2. Brewers have the bases loaded and one away. A 5-1 lead, but a chance to really do some damage here in this sixth inning. Two runs are in the inning. You got the right guys up right now if you're the Crew. Four career grand slams for Christian. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball, center field, deep, back at the track, gone! Christian Yelich, a grand slam, and this game is broken open in the sixth. His fifth home run of the season, the fifth grand slam of his career, and the Brewers lead it 9-1 here in San Francisco. Lee went back on it, maybe five or six steps, and he gave up on it as it flied out of here to center. Yelich hit it 107 off the bat, and the Brewers have grabbed complete control of this one. Contreras takes up and away, and it is 1-0. And congratulations to Terry Bell from Janesville, a winner in our Woodman's Food Market home run inning. And what a way to win it tonight for Terry. 1-0. And Contreras hits a fly ball to right. Long run for Matos coming in, and it'll fall in foul territory. And it's 1-1. Also, $100 to Hunger Task Force. Milwaukee making a difference to fight hunger in the community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Christian Yelich, his second hit of the night, and it was a big one. A grand slam for Christian. 19 driven in on the season now for Yelich. The 1-1, and Contreras took outside with a two-seam fastball. It's two balls and one strike. You can close the book on Jordan Hicks. Five innings, eight hits, six runs, five earned, three walks, and five strikeouts. As Contreras takes down and away, it's three balls and one strike. Brewers having a big night offensively. And Contreras, a hard hit ground ball to third, but played on the forehand by Chapman. He'll fire across to first in time for the second out. Two away now for Sal Frelick, who is the ninth batter of the inning for the Crew.
Wayne, it was exactly a week ago where Christian Yelich went up to bat against the Tigers in the eighth inning on an 0-for-16 slump. And I'm going to tell you what he did since after this pitch.
Is it good?
It's good.
Pitch to Frelick is outside. It's 1-0. I had a feeling it was going to be pretty good.
So he's come up 26 times since that 0-for-16, and he's reached base 15.
Wow. 1-0 pitch, and able to check on a breaking ball down and in. It goes to two balls and no strikes. One of the things, you know, just watching, I mean, Christian's always been somebody that will take his walks, but the walks have been up over the last week, too. And when the walks are up, he starts to get into better counts. He starts to get better pitches to hit. It seems like it's all coming together for Christian right now. 2-0 in there with a strike hit. It's 2-1.
Yeah, of those 15 times he's been on base, 10 hits, 5 walks.
Yeah.
That's a good balance. And he's doing damage with the hits.
A 6-run inning for the Crew as Frelick takes outside. And he goes to 3-1 on Sal. What an inning for the Brewers here in San Francisco. The 3-1 pitch. Frelick took outside and works the walk. So the Brewers will send at least 10 to the plate as Bowers, who led off this inning, comes to the plate again.
And he'll come to the plate with Frelick at first and two away. Top of the sixth inning, 9-1 Crew. Spencer Bivens is getting loose in the Giants' pen. First pitch to Bowers is a fly ball right center field. Lee back, track, wall, bye-bye baseball! An exclamation point in San Francisco from Jake Bowers. A two-run blast. It is 11-1 Crew. 413 feet, the second home run of the season for Jake Bowers. And that's going to be it for Trevino, as Bomell is out of the dugout and he's going to take the baseball from Lou Trevino. And Bivens is coming into this game. It's another U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Two hits in the inning for Jake Bowers. Brewers flexing their muscles. An offensive explosion. An 8-run sixth inning. 11-1 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
George, you've just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Well, it is 11-1 Brewers here in the sixth inning. It's an 8-run inning for the Crew. And now Vinny Capra coming to the plate is the 11th batter of the inning for the Brewers. And Spencer Bivens is now the pitcher, and he misses inside with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. Remember, we told you that Terry Bell had won $450 to Woodman's Food Markets because Terry's a winner in the home run contest. There's a strike at the top of the zone. It's 1-1. Guess what, Terry? 2 home runs in the inning. That means another $100 added. It's now $550 for you. Thanks to Jake Bowers. 1-1 to Capra. Swung on and fouled out of play first base side. And goes to 1-2. 11-1 Brewers. An 8-run sixth inning. A grand slam from Yelich and a 2-run blast from Bowers. 1-2 is a ground ball to short. Adames coming in. Fields pats the glove, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But the Brewers have grabbed control of this one. 11-1 Crew as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
The 11-1 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in San Francisco. Brewers on their way to evening up this series here tonight. Elliot Ramos will lead off against Jose Quintana, who had a nice little rest in the Brewers' first base dugout, watching his team put up 8 runs in the sixth. Quintana at 72 pitches brings home the pitch to Ramos, and it missed a little high. It's 1-0.
Those are the kind of rests you like.
Yeah, that's keep going, boys, if you're Jose Quintana. Here's the 1-0, and that is in there with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Look, it's 3 starts for Jose Quintana, and as you said earlier, there'll be ups and downs. Every season has them. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball hit in the air to right. This is playable for Freeland. Breaking in a few steps, makes the catch, and there's one away here in the Giants' half of the sixth. However, to this point, Quintana has been everything the Brewers hoped he would be. And he's been that veteran kind of stability bringer to this rotation. And it's been wonderful to see. But there's another observation when you watch him and you watch the team along with him. Willy Adames, the batter, he takes high. It's 1-0. I think you can really tell how much this team likes playing behind him. I think there is a looseness to how they play because they know they've got a veteran guy that's going to get the job done on the mound. 1-0. Pitch missed inside. 2 balls and no strikes. And not that they don't have that with the rest of this rotation. The Brewers are pitching at a very good clip, especially within the rotation since April 1st on. Here's the 2-0 to Adames. And that is low. It goes to 3 balls and no strikes. But I think there's less of a feeling of we've got to be perfect behind him. We've got to be perfect in every at-bat. I think there's a feeling that, hey, we got margin for error here because Quintana's going today. 3-0 is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. There is a energy to the team behind Jose Quintana. You can tell how much they already have taken to him. Out of the windup and the 3-1 pitch. And the curveball missed down and in. And Adames works a walk with one out here in the sixth inning. And that'll get Jung-Hoo Lee to the plate for the Giants. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win or lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. This is also where we talked about it earlier. Having Quintana and Freddie now stacked up where they go back-to-back in the rotation. Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Really gives you a chance to get some momentum going. What a pitching matchup we're going to have tomorrow night. I mean, if you love great pitching, you're going to be in for a treat tomorrow night. The 0-1 is a breaking ball down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Logan Webb, who's, I think, one of the more underappreciated aces in Major League Baseball. He is a stud. Quintana's 1-1.
Bouncer to first, fielded by Bowers. He's going to throw to second, and that's all the Brewers will get. Capra was covering, and no return throw to first to try to double up Lee. So they'll get Adames at second base. It goes 3-6, and Lee's at first on the fielder's choice in front of Matt Chapman. But that'll be one of the best pitching matchups in all of baseball tomorrow night. Can't get much better than that. Quintana and Contreras having a chat. Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook.
You know, the other thing, too, you're talking about the ancillary benefits of having Quintana on your team. Lane, let's just talk about the statistical benefits. He's only given up two runs. That's it in three starts.
First pitch to Chapman is a liner to right. Going back on it is Frelick, jumping up and taking his head. One hops the wall. On the move is Lee. He's around second. And then we'll put the brakes on at third. Chapman into second with a double. So now second and third and two away. Sal, that ball was hit really hard. He broke back on it initially. He might have had a chance if he has a better first step to get back there and make the catch, but he took a step in initially, and then that ball sailed over his head. Look, it's a really tough right field here at Oracle Park. Sal's a gold glover, but there's so much to navigate in right field here. With the triples alley, and the elevated wall and the brick wall. Here's Wilmer Flores. Pitches low and it's 1-0. It is anything but easy. So Quintana trying to keep it at an 11-1 Brewers advantage. 1-0 pitch to Flores. And he missed outside with a changeup. Two balls and no strikes. With Matos in the on-deck circle, you might see Quintana be somewhat careful with Flores, who has been good in this series so far. He's 2-for-2 against Quintana tonight. 2-0 pitch. That is through there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Up 11-1. It's not like you're going to try to really pitch around guys, but Matos has looked overmatched tonight. 2-1 pitch. Curveball in on the back foot. And it's 3-1. So if you walk with first base open, Wilmer Flores, it might not be the end of the world for Jose. He's at 88 pitches. Grant Anderson's getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. 3-1. And that is rolled foul at the third baseline. Count is full at 3-2. It's a changeup down. And so we'll see if Quintana just tries to get Flores to chase something on a 3-2 count here, or if he challenges him. Lee is at third. Chapman's at second. Now the hat falls off for Jose. And time is called.
Wind gust.
Yeah, he's got to put the pitch com back in there now. It came out.
I think you have to take into account also the fact that this has been a very hitter-friendly night. Very impressive that Quintana's helped this team to just the one run thus far.
Yeah, no question. He's been really efficient. Had the 25-pitch third, but other than that, he's been fantastic. And now time called. And Contreras gets back into the crowd. Quintana looking in. The 3-2 pitch to Flores. And he missed low with a breaking ball. He walked him. And now they're loaded for Luis Matos. I really think that Quintana was okay with that outcome. If Flores wanted to chase something out of the zone, fine. But take my chances against Luis Matos, who's rolled up two ground ball double plays so far today. Matos 0 for his last 18 at the plate. He is a right-handed hitter against the lefty Quintana. Brings home the first pitch. It's high, and it's 1-0. be the last batter for Jose. 91 pitches. Anderson would be ready in that bullpen. Pitch. And that missed down and in with a changeup. Matos didn't chase, and it's 2-0. This is all pretty much come together with two outs for San Francisco. Quintana brings home the 2-0 pitch, and that is a strike at the knees with a two-seam fastball, and it's 2-1. Of the sixth inning, 11-1 Brewers. They've out hit the Giants 11-6. And the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle, fielded by Capra. Flips to second in time, and the Brewers got out of it. Nice play, ranging to the glove side by Vinny Capra to field it and feed Terang. And Quintana strands the bases loaded and puts up yet another zero. Six innings of one-run ball from the Brewers' left-hander. 11-1 as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So, next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers lead it 11-1 as we head to the seventh inning, and here is Josh.
Thank you, Mr. Grindle. Spencer Bivens back to work for the Giants. Garrett Mitchell swings and hits a comeback or two on a soft top. Fielded by Bivens. Underhand flipped first in time to get Mitchell. That's how the seventh begins in a 10-run ball game. Brewers broke it open with eight in the sixth. Bivens had cleaned it up, retiring the only batter that he faced. He's got a couple of groundouts. Six runs charged to Jordan Hicks, the starter. Five to Lou Trevino. And now Caleb Durbin looks at a strike. Trevino only got two outs, and he's the one who gave up the couple of homers. Yelich's grand slam and Bauer's two-run blast. The 0-1. Outside corner called a strike. Nothing in two on Caleb Durbin. Two for three, a double and a single. Nothing in two. Even after that was called a strike, the Giants dugout is giving home plate umpire Alan Porter some lip. And Alan Porter takes his mask off and talks right back in their direction. 0-2 on Durbin. Here it comes. Swinging a ground ball past the mound this time, but at the second baseman, Fitzgerald. Tyler's got it and throws at Caleb Durbin. So Spencer Bivens has come in to restore a semblance of order for San Francisco. He's retired the first three batters that he's faced in the outing. And here comes Bryce Terang for a fifth time tonight. He has not been retired in the first four. Three for three with a walk, three singles, last one an RBI. First pitch. Now outside. Ball one. Let's drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and trusted contractors who are building Wisconsin together. We left you in a cliffhanger in that game at Wrigley. Swing and a miss. 1-1 on Terang. The Cubs come back to send the game with the Dodgers into extra innings, 10-10, and they won it in the 10th. Ian Happ, a walk-off game-winning single. 1-1. Low and away, 2-1 on Terang. So the Cubs, who trailed that game late, it was 10-7 Dodgers. Dodgers had a five-run inning. But then the Cubs come back and win it. 2-1 pitch, line drive left, field in comes Elliot Ramos, has to play it on a hop. That's the fourth hit of the night for Bryce Terang. Boy, he has sprayed them to left field time and again. Three of those hits going the opposite way, just like that one. It's like he's a wizard with the bat these days. Like he can place it wherever he wants. Bryce Terang is aboard for the fifth time in this game. Here comes Jackson Churio. 11-1 Brewers. Jackson looks at a strike from Spencer Bivens. One of the best offensive nights of Bryce Terang's now three-year big league career. Churio has been on twice. Infield hit and hit by pitch. He swings and squibs a foul up the third baseline. He's behind Bivens, nothing in two. So the Brewers need to win this game to remain a game and a half behind the Cubs in the Central. St. Louis came back to beat Atlanta and get their first win on the road trip. They scored the final eight unanswered. One at Truist Park, 10-4 tonight, did the Redbirds. Terang being held on. 0-2 pitch. Chopped into the dirt, then hits Churio in the lower body. Foul ball. Remains two strikes. Cardinals had lost the first five games of their trip, got swept four games at the Mets over the weekend, and then lost yesterday against the Braves, but they finally get one tonight with those eight late runs. 0-2 from Bivens. Got him looking. Paint over the outside corner, and that ends the inning. So Churio strikes out. Brewers get Terang's fourth hit of the night, but nothing further. It's time to stretch at Oracle Park. 11-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting liunawisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Night is finished for Jose Quintana and another brilliant start. He's 3-for-3 in accomplishing that as a member of the Brewers. It is 11-1 Milwaukee as we go to the bottom of the seventh, and Grant Anderson will take over on the mound. Last night's losing pitcher, Wilmer Flores, hit the ultimate game-winning home run against him in the sixth. So Anderson looking for a bounce back. David Villar will greet him. And the pitch is up and away, ball one. Quintana's pitched three games, Lane, and he's given up two runs. total. That'll work. 1-0 pitch. Down and away, it's 2-0. Tonight, six hits and one run in six innings.
He's literally been the guy that he's been against the Brewers so many times.
VR doubled against him. 1-for-2, and he takes a little bit, I guess, inside. That probably should have been a strike, but it's called ball three. 94 pitches for Jose. Struck out three. 3-0 pitch. Called a strike on pretty much the exact same location. 3-1 on David VR. Catcher Patrick Bailey will follow, and then Tyler Fitzgerald. 3-1. Inside, he walked him. Not what Anderson was looking for, inheriting a 10-run lead. 5-pitch free pass to David VR. Bailey coming up. Contreras going out to the mound. Quick mound visit. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brewers leading 11-1, trying to even up this four-game series at one win apiece. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle, producer engineer Ken Sommerfeld by the bay in San Francisco. Beautiful Oracle Park, where there are 28,573 cold souls. It's gotten chilly. Here comes Bailey. One on, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch inside on a slider, ball one. Seventh inning stretch was brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. Sweetgrass and Sage Run Golf Course is open next month. Take advantage of their early season stay-and-play package rates. There's a swing and a miss by Bailey. Change speeds on him, 1-1. Stay-and-play package rates run through May 23rd at Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Bailey's 0-2.